Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life. Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move. Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Hello there. My name is Michelle Brown Stafford, child prodigy mom and parental involvement activist, urging parents to get involved in their children's education. At the age of 13, our son, Stephen Stafford, became the youngest ever to enroll as a full-time regular student in Morehouse College's 150-year history. This occurred only after well-meaning educators failed to identify our son's gifts in the classroom. Knowing who our son was, my husband and I got involved and prevented Stephen from falling through the educational cracks. So parents, get involved. Stay involved. Your child's potential is definitely worth it.
Snickerdoodle shortbread, fudgy nut bars. How many treats in the cookie jar? One.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
you, and here I'll live as you show me all that I must do. And God needs us to shine His light. God needs us to shine His light. God needs us.
Show me all that I must do. God needs us, God needs you to shine its light, to shine her light, to shine his light. I don't care what you call it, just do it, just shine. Use me, use me, use me, use me. That's why we are here. That's what it's all about. That is a prayer if there ever was one. I don't know what else to say after that. I'm so full. Yes, Ricky Byers Beckwith, a song written by her and her wonderful husband, Michael Bernard Beckwith, Use Me. Are you being used? Are you being used? Or do you feel like you're being abused? Maybe you need to just change your vibration, because when you become that place, when you become the space through which God gets to express itself, there's no room for abuse, only an investment in the truth of who you are, and people that you attract into you will add to you as you add to them. Use me, Ricky Byers Beckwith. You can find out more about her and her latest project, Let My Soul Surrender. You can go to her website. It is weletitbe.com, weletitbe.com. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning into Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. You make a difference. You make a difference. You make a difference because you are here. You make a difference because you exist. You make a difference because you're just listening to this show. You're part of a global change right now. Never underestimate your presence, your power, who you are, your gifts, your talents. You are listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. I am here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 1:30 p.m. Eastern, most of the time. Other times we have shows. Sometimes we extend the shows. But we run this joint so we can do whatever we want to do, because that's just how it is. I am so full. And I dedicated that song to Jack Armstrong, who was the inspiration to play that song. And yes, it's really about that. If you ever want to know what the lessons of life is, why you're here to be used, to be made a channel, to transform your environment, your community, your family, the nation, the world. That's why you're here. That's why you're here. It's about that time. My guest is Jack Armstrong, the author of Lessons from the Source. a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. And it's a beautiful journey as well, a beautiful adventure. I think right now I'm just going to bring on my co-producer, Betty Pegues, my co-host for Spiritual Tag Team. Life Conversations Radio, Abundant Rat, and the co-producer and the wonderful psychic. I mean, I'm running out of words here. Somebody help me out. Hey, Betty, how are you doing?
I don't know. I'm not quite sure.
You what? After all the accolades, and you ain't even paying attention. Betty, hello. She's not paying attention. Okay, I'm going to have to bring Betty in again. She, after all of that, she wasn't paying attention. What can I say? Okay, well, maybe I just go ahead and do the announcement, and then she'll tell me to get out of her lane. Awakening Heart, a.k.a. Tony, welcome in the house, silent listeners, disguised as guests, Kaffir, Nahali, Joyful Tamara, Joy, it is so nice to see you. And yes, on the switchboard, we got Jack and Jill went up the hill to fetch a pail of goodness. Jack came back and brought lessons from the source, and Jill just kept jumping up and down. It'll make sense later on. Actually, I'm going to do something real crazy now. Hey, Jill, how are you doing?
Oh, my God. I just love you so much. I'm laughing along with you. Thank you.
I saw your name right there. I saw your name on the chat room and the switchboard, and you and I were talking yesterday. And that's God talking to me. I was taking an inner dictation from Source, and that's what I gave to you.
You did well. Thank you for the gift. I appreciate it. It's exactly what I needed today.
You're welcome. Now, let me get back to work. Now, ladies and gentlemen, help me. I'm trusting spirit in this one because I don't know if my co-producer is protesting. She's on strike. So let's do this. She did this to me yesterday. But ladies and gentlemen, help me welcome my co-producer, the wonderful co-host of Spiritual Tag Team, Life Conversations Radio, Abundant Rat, the lady that makes things happen, the most powerful, grounded, spiritually grounded psychic in the whole wild world. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're not going to applaud, let me see the stuff in front. Patty Piggies, ladies and gentlemen, now you can applaud. Okay, now you can do it. There you go.
Thank you,
Betty.
So honored. Oh my goodness, what can I say? So many fans.
Right.
So
just between me and you, I'd be better ready. I put you on. You weren't paying attention. You were talking to somebody else.
I know. I was doing it all day. I was multitasking.
No. You weren't, because you were doing it all day. You would know when you were called. Because I thought, no. Okay, go ahead and do your thing while I multitask.
Well, each day, ladies and gents, I will be bringing you the going ons, the coming ins, and the going outs of Life Conversations Radio. Now, I just want to give a quick reminder for our chat room people that to leave a question for a life coach Ade or our guest, you will please have to go to our Ask a Life Coach Ade page on Facebook and post your question on the wall there. Now, we are on that page live during the show, so we will be able to see anything you immediately post in it and get back to you ASAP. Now, for those of you who do not do the Facebook thing, you would then need to go to our radio website, which is liveconversationsmedia.com. You would then click on the Ask Life Coach Ade tab and send us your question that way. Now, this is a great option if you are choosing to remain anonymous, which I hope you're choosing not to. However, as always, the best way to ask a question is to simply call in and punch one on your keypad to let us know that you want to ask a question, and we'll get to you in the order your call is received. Now, having said all that, this week we have some more wonderful guests coming up. Now, I'm very excited about tomorrow's guest. She's a mystic, psychic, literary agent, an author, and animal communicator, Deborah Herman, and she will be joining us to talk to the animals. That is your animal. So this is a great show to listen to if you're wondering what your pet is trying to say to you. She's also able to talk to animals who have crossed over. So if you're getting that prompting, then this is the show you want to come to. Now, we're going to end this week out with two fantabulous women. Yes, I said fantabulous. That's fantastic and fabulous. Jill LeBeau and Maureen Rattus, who will be helping us get into the flow of spirit during this holiday season. Now, to learn more about our guest and our programming and all the going ons and comings out, coming and going out of Life Conversations Radio, please visit our radio website, lifeconversationsmedia.com. And to listen to any of our past archive shows, you will have to go to our www.lifeconversationsradio.com. And there you can listen to every show we've ever done. If you just want to keep listening to us all day, that's the place to go. So, take it away, Life Coach Ade.
Thank you, Betty. I appreciate you. You're just getting gooder and gooder every day.
And gooder and gooder.
Yes, yes, and gooder. Thank you, Betty. This is a radio show where we make up our own words and we don't care what you think, because eventually people will start saying it and then they'll put it in a dictionary. Can you think of words that add in the dictionary? We're going to keep making words up because we can. We are one with the one, and you are listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Our guest today is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. And this is the perfect time to tweet the show, to text it, to yell it, to scream it, to post it, whatever you want to do to let people know where you are right now. Even if you're not supposed to be listening to the radio at work, don't tell them. Just tell them you heard something. Send them the link. Put it on Facebook. Like the page so that it will post on social network. Put it on Google Plus. Web. Just get it out there in the world. Especially the people who get on your nerves. People who are lost, who are confused. Just send them over here. By the time we finish with them, oh my God, they will be your best friend. Yes, yes, yes. Let's bring on Jack Armstrong. And I love his bio here. Sister Jack has done a lot, but this is a very short, sweet, and I just love it. So Jack Armstrong is an explorer on the spiritual path. I can stop right there. Whose life journey has included stops at a non-profit executive, Peace Corps volunteer, congressional candidate, small business owner, voiceover artist, and hospice volunteer. He lives in Portland, Oregon, and strives to practice the lessons he shares in the book. To find out more about Jack, you can go to his website, which is the name of the book, Lessons from the Source. But before you do that, right here, right now, help me welcome Jack Armstrong. Hello, Jack. How are you doing?
What an impressive round of applause that was. I don't often get those when I'm on the radio.
Yeah, everybody's excited to feel you, to see you, to hear you. I am so glad that you're here. I'm grateful that Betty found you out and amongst all the thousands and thousands of friends on Facebook. We live in a beautiful world. How are you doing this morning?
I am just wonderful, and for a number of reasons. I got to tell you, and Betty sort of popped in as the show was starting, and I told her this. When you played Ricky's Use Me, Oh God, mm-hmm. I lived in Southern California for a long time, and I attended Agape regularly for a long mm-hmm. time. And that song and I Release and I Let Go, which are sort of the two that at yes. least back in the day they did almost every Sunday, I still use in my mind as affirmations. And I don't know whether it was supposed to go out or not, but right before your show started, there was a little snippet of Blessed Always, which is, I think, my favorite of hers. And what a wonderful way to start the day. And this is just a sidebar, but I think it's still on there. But a number of years ago when I was down there, I volunteered to record the messages on their phone system. And just wanted to do that as a gift to the church. And I think they're still on there. I'm not sure. But it was just a delightful surprise to have you begin with that song, and it just touched me very deeply.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes. This is a place where we listen to that source that always resources us all the time, and I'm grateful you're here, and we're ready to get going. The listeners are waiting and saying, let's get to it. Patience. We're already on it. There's nothing to get to. This is it.
There you go.
The number is 347-426-3346. We are taking your calls and questions, and if you don't want to call in, if you just feel like you're shy, which you're not, that's just your ego acting out. But anyway, I digress. If you want to just post your questions, you can go to Ask Life Coach at a fan page on Facebook. Ask Life Coach Ade, Ade is A-D-E, and you can post your questions there. Betty and I, as you said, we're monitoring that page. We're looking at it. We'll take your questions there. Now, let's go back to Jack. So I've read your bio. There's a lot of information on you about you on your website. We've read a lot about you. But before we actually go into that, I want to hear from you. Who are you? Who is Jack Armstrong?
Oh, boy, I wonder about that every day.
I understand.
That's a wonderful opening question. You know, we all could go into our little thing about, okay, well, I was born here, and I did this, and I accomplished that, and blah, blah, blah. But that's how we have spent time during our journey. I, like you and all of your listeners, are unique expressions of the source. Mm-hmm. And for reasons I don't understand and don't need to, and it may have been part of the plan that I signed up for before I got here, but I, for 30 years, have been given these teachings. And you said a couple times at the beginning that I was the author of the book. I always kind of back off from the title author because most of the stuff in this book I can't take any credit for my own human conscious mind. This is more than 30 years ago. I was in a very wonderful garden in Southern California. It's the home of the Self-Realization Fellowship. And for some reason, I used to go there to meditate, and I took a pad of paper in with me, and I found myself starting to write. And it was this stuff that was just coming through me. And it was like it was written in the first person singular to me. And I didn't know what was going on, but I did it. And then periodically, over the years, the same thing would happen again, and I would look at it after it was written, and I'd say, "Wow, where did that come from?" But I was sort of afraid of it. I mean, now, not afraid—that's not a great word—but I didn't have a clue what was going on, mm-hmm. and I certainly was not going to tell anybody that this was happening because at that time, pardon?
Why weren't you going to tell anybody?
Oh, because for most of my life, I was told you have to, you know, what other people think of you is really important. Mm-hmm. And I was brought up that way. And you have to make a good impression and blah, blah, blah. And I thought, I'm not telling anybody about this because they'll think I'm crazy that I'm writing this stuff. And so I kept doing it. But, Adi, I ignored it. You know, it's amazing stuff. But I did a lot of the writings, the teachings that are in the book were written over a 3-month period at the end of 1995. And It was the only time I've ever written every day for an extended period, and it was the first time that they began to be referred to as lessons. And I would read it, and I'd look back and go, wow, I mean, this is magnificent. And I'd close up the notebook and put it in the nightstand beside my bed and forget about it. And I knew from early on that I was supposed to share some of this stuff with people, but just as I was afraid to tell people, no way, I'm not going public with it. And
no way, Jose.
There you go. And but eventually, I'm 67 years old, and I went through a real dark night of the soul experience, and moved from LA to Portland, and spent a lot of time just focusing on my own spirituality, and became more and more comfortable with the idea of sharing this material, and finally I did, and I believe that this is my life's work. I've done a lot of other stuff and all those things that you read in the introduction, and it's been a wonderful, blessed, extraordinary, fun life that I've lived. And I've been blessed in so many ways, but now I sort of get it that, okay, I'm here to receive this stuff and to share it with people. And one of the things that was most gratifying and validating to me was when I decided to put this into a book form. There was a wonderful writing coach working with me, and I had sent him a draft that said, I've been involved in this unusual form of communication. And he wrote back and he said, it's not unusual at all. People have been doing this for centuries. And he recommended a book to me, which was called With the Tongues of Men and Angels, A Study of Channeling. And channeling's not a term I ever would have used, but I got it, and it's a scholarly work where this individual looks at all different forms of channeling. And I'm reading along, and he came to a form that he describes as inner dictation. And it was describing exactly what had been happening to me. And he said, he gave a lot of examples, one of which was A Course in Miracles. And I thought, well, that's pretty cool that it's the same way. And if you go on my website, there's a link at some point in there to a page on the Course in Miracles website, where there's an audio recording of Helen Schuckman describing the process for her when she received that masterpiece, and I could use exactly the same words, and it was just very gratifying. And so your question was, who are you? And that's kind of my best answer in whatever it took 10 minutes to give it to you.
No, that's it. That's it. Because, I mean, first of all, whichever way you choose to answer it is the right answer, if a quote-unquote right answer, and it weighs so much more. And that's the story for me. That's one of the reasons I like asking that question, to really hear from that person how they would express themselves. And, it's a gift. It's a gift, and that's what we get to see ourselves through the eyes or through the experience of others. And you said something, that when you were talking, when you were getting the notes, the lessons, you were saying, wow, this is so good. I'm not writing this. But there was also this, you wanted to kind of keep it to yourself because you didn't want to tell anybody about it. And what came up for me is, it's interesting that as not just spiritual people in a spiritual path, but the human condition is up that we tend to have, there's a tendency to hide our wow factors. There's our greatness, our unique gift. you know, we play small. We want to blend in when we know we're actually here to stand out. And it's interesting because I was thinking, what is it about us? You know, when you would get in that and you're like, wow, I can't share this with anybody because they think that I'm crazy, or people have a gift and they're like, well, I'm going to be different. I'm going to lose my friends. I don't know. What is it about humanity that somehow we think we know we're here to stand out, but we want to, you know, we try and fit in? I don't know. I'm thinking about that. I mean, and guess you can, you know, I want to hear your experience because you, especially since you connected with the big guy, and you talked about you talk about being poet or author, that you really don't see yourself as that. I have another name for you, but I'll let Jill say it. Jill, I talked to Jill yesterday, and she has another name of describing you. You certainly won't like that one. But back to the question is, what do you think, why do we humans, why are we afraid to let out our wow factor? Why do we try and hide it or play it small? What's really going on there?
Well, I think, you know, there's a constant tension between our true spiritual identity and our temporary but simultaneous human identity. And the you know, the book talks about wanting to view our life journey on the physical plane from the perspective of the spiritual, and it's hard to do. You know, I now am getting pretty good at that, but it's the ego, and my hunch is that most people for some part of their lives are real concerned about what other people think. And and it's been very interesting and very encouraging to me. After I published this book, the number of people who have come forward and written to me and said, wow, you know, thank you for doing this, and for coming out of the closet in a way with regard to this, because I've been doing things like this, same thing for years, and I've been hiding them under the bed, or you know, I haven't wanted to tell anybody, and I think we all, you know, we all are spiritual beings, unique, individualized expressions of Source, and as such, we have access to wisdom, creativity, whatever, from Source. And it's a question of about allowing it to come through. If that many people have said to me, you know, I've been doing the same thing and I haven't wanted to tell anybody, you wonder what other kinds of glorious expressions of truth are out there that have come through people, and nobody's ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I answered your question or not, Abby.
Well, I do get it, and it's that it's an interesting thing, and I'm reminded of Marianne Williamson's quote, piece, whatever you want to call it, where she says, "Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure." And I would say, even just as we have the conversation, there is something about us, about being in this human body on this earthly planet, that we're so afraid of our own power that we know when we really let ourselves lose. I mean, cause I think really what you said earlier is people, that's in a, what people are going to say, living life based on other people's opinion. We know innately on a deeper level that if we really allow ourselves to be used, if we release the past and we let go and we let God come through us, we don't even know what's going to come out. It's like, whoa, I don't know if the world is ready for that. But the joke is, that's really what the world is waiting for. The challenges that we're having, the things that are happening, whatever, the economy, unemployment, poverty, the answer to that is for us to tap into our greatness and let it rip. And until we do that, we will constantly see this problem, if you want to call it that, poverty issues and drama and challenges that people are going through. And then we keep saying, why isn't God doing something? And God is like Betty would say, God is like hitting his cosmic head, like, duh, that's why I sent you down there. You are the light. You are my arm. You are the one to do what you say needs to be done. What part did you miss? You know?
That's beautiful. It's beautiful.
It's interesting. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. My guest is Jack Armstrong, author, the channeler, the receiver of lessons from the source. Lessons from the source. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we got a caller. We got a question. And we'll go from there. We're taking your questions as well. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad. We're also taking your questions on Ask Life Coach Ade page, fan page. Post your questions there. And stay tuned. We got some surprises for you. We love surprises. Let's see. Speaking of surprise, I'm being surprised now what to do. I thought I knew what I was going to do, but something popped in my head to do differently. So I'm going to do something different because I am, because I can. I'm in the flow. Let's keep it flowing. Here is God talking to you. A.K.A. No, don't do that. It's an inside joke between Jill and I. But when she comes on, I'll share the joke with you. And I'm talking because I'm buying time. That's all. So just be patient with me. Actually, let's try something different. Let's do this. And I can stop talking for a minute and drink some water so I can get the lessons from the source so I know what to say next.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Mom?
Dad? It's me.
We need to talk about sex.
I know you don't want to.
You think I'm too young.
You're afraid if we talk about sex, I'll no longer be your little muffin head.
Your pookie bear.
Your zammy lumpkins.
Your bubby chubs.
But come on, talk to me about sex.
Tell me you want me to wait. Sure, it'll change our relationship.
It'll make us closer.
I know you want me to wait to have sex.
So don't wait to tell me. Talk to me.
Tell me to wait.
And guess what? If you go to four...
If you think depression is all in a person's head, you're right. It's a brain illness. And like other illnesses, it has symptoms. A person suffering from depression might feel sad, empty, or numb. They might sleep more or less, eat a lot, or not at all, or show little interest in participating in ordinary activities. Mood swings, including anger and sadness, are common. They're often tired and have a hard time concentrating or making decisions. Depression can make those who suffer from it feel hopeless. It can even lead to suicide. If you see the symptoms of depression, get that person to a doctor. With medical help, depression can be treated and suicide can be prevented. Learn how to stop depression from taking another life. Call SAVE, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, 1-888-511-SAVE, on the web at save.org.
Life Conversations Radio,
given a voice back to the community, 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 to the community.
Flow. To struggle is to work too hard at what should come naturally. Let it flow, whatever the situation or whatever the need. You have noticed how frequently the word flow is used in conjunction with your consciousness. Think of and feel the gentle, steady, perfect flow of a stream or river, or even water coming from a tap. It is ceaseless unless you make a special effort to stop it. You can dam up a stream or river, and you can consciously turn the water off at the tap. It is exactly the same with your good. It is always there. It is always flowing to you and through you and with you. And all you need is to accept it. To go with the flow. It is that simple. Simply accept your good and flow with it. Do not ask why. Do not question or ponder. Let the stream of goodness flow naturally through your life and simply accept that it is there, that it is good, and that it is right. Imagine that you live near a river, yet were far enough away from it that you could not see it, and consequently it was not always in your thoughts. Even though you were not consciously aware of the river, it continued to flow, silently and peacefully and steadily, bringing untold quantities of water, in fact a never-ending supply, and carrying with it those who made the decision to put their crafts into it, and trusted it to carry them to their destinations. It is exactly the same, of course, with the flow of divine life. The analogy is nearly precise, with one exception. In the case of the divine flow, it is always in you, and you are always in it. You are never physically removed from it as you were from the river. The separation that you experience is one of consciousness. You make the decision in your conscious mind whether to put yourself into the flow, which means to attune your consciousness with it, to make the commitment to trust it, and to let it carry you to the fulfillment of the divine plan for your life. What does all of this mean for you? It means that you are in control of your own destiny. You can choose to trust what you cannot see, but which you know instinctively is there, and allow the good that is yours to unfold naturally and peacefully and with perfect timing, or you can attempt to manufacture your good on your own, through your own devices, relying on the thoughts of your conscious mind and the actions of others. Once again, the choice seems so obvious, yet making it is so difficult. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. There is the word flow again. This is one of the most important images for you to visualize as you work to increase and enhance your attunement with me. You can use the image in your mind of any type of flow that appeals to you and is comfortable to you. When you have it, place your being in the midst of the flow and become one with it. Do not see yourself as a cork floating on top of the water, bobbing up and down and being carried to points unknown by the current. Rather, see and feel the essence of your being as one with the essence of the water in the flow. The water represents the stream of blessings that is always flowing to you and through you and with you. The source of those blessings is God, the source of all good. Just as you are an expression of me, so is the stream of blessings an expression of me. And just as you are one with all aspects of my creation, you and the good that is yours are one. So you become a part of the good, part of the flow. You cannot be separated from it like the cork bobbing on top of the water. Your reality and the reality of the flow are one. There is no beginning or ending to the flow, just as there are no boundaries to the goodness in the universe. Time plays no factor here. Putting your being into the flow is a form of affirmation, and it has the same positive effect.
Get in the flow, even if you're being invaded by ghosts. Somebody please call Ghostbusters. They're taking over here. But it's all about the flow. There's nothing we need to do about the flow. That's a clip from Jack's book, Lessons from the Source, and that is called Flow, Getting in the Flow. That's where all that we need, desire, we want, experience, we want, whatever name you want to call it, it's in the flow. When you're in the flow, you trust the process of life. The number is 347-426-3346. My guest is Jack Armstrong. His website address is Lessons from the Source. And Jack, flow. How are you doing with flow? Because you talk about you're striving to practice the lessons from the source. How are you doing on a day-to-day basis with the flow?
Well, I'd just like to, I'll try to answer that for you, but I really appreciate your playing that, and it's, you know, God's timing is always perfect, but that's from the audiobook version of Lessons from the Source that is out today. This is the first. And I've been working on it for a very long time, but this is the first day that it's been out there. And, you know, Betty scheduled this program at least a month ago, and who knew? And so I really appreciate your doing that. And I'll get off of this, but the audio book is available on a 4-CD set or as a download, and there's a 25% discount all during December on both of those, and it's available only on the website. So I really appreciate your doing that.
You're welcome.
Back to your question. I think it's a for all of us. I mean, if we get to the point where we're in the flow all the time, you know, I think we have reached a full understanding of our unity with Source, and seems to me that's a lifetime learning process, and I think we get in and out of the flow, and sometimes the writings talk about being on or off the path,
right.
But it's the same thing. And it's, as those portions said, it's our decision. You know, the flow is always flowing. Our good is always there. And we can either accept that and go with it and know that it's there and become one with that flow of goodness and blessings, or we can stop it. You know, if we decide we're going to make things happen on our own, that kind of, you know, blocks part of the flow. And I especially like the part about, you know, you can, the flow is ceaseless unless you make a special effort to stop it. You can dam up a stream or river, and there's always water coming down a stream or river, but you can dam it. And there's always water in the tap, but you can turn it off, and it's the same with your good. It's always there, but it's as in so much of our spiritual growth, it's our choice, it's our decision on a moment to moment basis. Really, are we going to remember our true identity and our essence as an expression of Source and live that, or are we going to get caught up in all the illusions of the world that seem so real to us, and allow our human human mind to sort of gain control and give power to those illusions.
Right.
And there's a whole section in the book on illusions, and you know, like we could go on and on about that. But I think, like everybody else, I try to stay in the flow.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not there all the time by any means, but I'm getting better. Since I've really made the commitment, and that was been 5 years ago, made the commitment to do this book and really focused on this stuff, it's been getting easier and more comfortable. But hey, I find myself, you know, reacting to outside stimuli and forgetting about it completely. And you know, the goal, I think, is to stay in that flow or on that path as much of the time as possible, and recognize when we're not.
Right. Exactly.
One of the there's a section in the book on rejecting and releasing negativity, and the key to that, as it's presented, is just recognize when you're doing it, when you're giving power to something outside of you, and catch yourself, and then it gives several techniques for letting go of it, but.
Mm-hmm.
Recognizing when you're giving away your power and consequently taking yourself out of the flow, it seems to me to be the key.
Right, right. And one of the things I'm going to go to Jill in a minute, one of the things you said that I think is important is if we can start looking at our life, or there really isn't our life, it's just one life, one God, one presence. But if we start looking at life and saying to ourselves, be it an affirmation, say it as a prayer, that good is all there is. No matter what, good is all there is. If, you know, we drill into our mind so much that it becomes, how are you doing? Good is all there is. What you going to have for lunch? Good is all there is. Are you crazy? Good is all there is. Because I think there's a tendency to think when we start reading the books and going to workshop, we suddenly tap into this. But it takes the work. It takes, because we're in this human body, we've got to do the work. It's called spiritual practice. Practice means you keep doing it. You keep doing it. You keep doing it. And then when you get better, there's more to learn. It's really, if we can make that into an affirmation, a thought, a prayer, good is all there is, because God is all there is. And it makes the journey much enjoyable. And even in that prayer time of God is all there is, that doesn't mean we're not going to feel bruised up, bumped up, pissed off. But we can still remind ourselves that's how we get back in the flow. Good is all there is, you know?
Yeah, one of my favorite sentences, just a one-sentence little segment in the book, and it's in the section on claiming and accepting your good. And it, you know, it talks about what we've just been talking about, that you got to remember that your good is there. And it says how ironic it is that the acceptance of good is so difficult, especially when goodness is all there is.
Mm.
And that's really true. It's the good is all there. It's always there, and yet we get so caught up in the other stuff that we forget about it, and all we have to do is accept the good, because that's all there is, and the rest is illusions.
It goes back to the whole thing about, oh my God, this is too good, I can't share this with anybody. We had a guest who was able to communicate with her daughter who made her transition. And she was so excited that she was able to talk to her daughter who made a transition. But then she got scared because she didn't want to tell family members about it. And
right.
The Marianne Williamson quote talks about our deepest fear is not that we're inadequate, that our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. And what I really see is humans, we have a low threshold for good. You know, if it's good and it's happening, oh, I don't think it's going to last. Oh, my God, this is too good to be true. You know, I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop. But then it's like when it happens, we can't accept it. I'm afraid of success. It's an interesting thing, this thing called life. But thank God we've got lessons from the source, and God, the source, the universe, whatever name you want to call it, laws of the universe is saying, live now, see the good in your life. And now we've been talking to Jack, and the whole show won't be complete if we don't bring Jill on. We got to bring Jill, so we have Jack and Jill. Stop it. Don't do it. Hello, Jill. How are you?
Oh, my God. There are no words to describe the joy I'm feeling and the gratitude for Betty, for you, Ade, and for you, Jack, I'm just like, this is a total, like, I just want this to go on and forever. This conversation is incredible. I'm just, I'm almost speechless, which has never happened. But I have so much gratitude. I loved earlier on day when you were saying people want to get to it in the beginning of the show, and then you said, people, be patient. This is it. And I thought, that's so true, that we're so like, come on, we want to get somewhere else because it can't be this moment. It's got to be another moment down the road somewhere. There's something better. No, it's like, this is really it. The synchronicities are just unbelievable to me. But for God, do I sound like you, Ade? I think I'm starting to channel Ade.
No, what just happened there is you're in the flow. When you're in the flow, okay. You let it rip, no judgment. You don't even worry about what your question was. You just let what was to happen happen. That's what Jack did. So go ahead, Jill. Okay. Do your thing.
Well, so Jack, my heart is filled with such gratitude for you, and I've been hearing about you like on a daily basis from Betty, so I couldn't wait to get your book. I've been referring to your book all over the place. I'm Facebooking about it, which is a riot because I don't Facebook. I mean, it's unbelievable things are happening here. Congratulations on your audio version out today. Oh, my God. I'm so excited for you. And here's another synchronicity. The photo, the beautiful, beautiful photo on the cover, and it's all about, you know, it's the river, it's the flow, and here's another synchronicity. We're going to be on the show in a couple days talking about the water element as one of the five elements of Chinese medicine, all about being in the flow and the water element that's within us and how it's all about connecting us to our life purpose and going deep to be still, to be quiet, to find our courage amidst the unknown. And it's just all so like beautifully, perfectly timing up according to the divine, because with the incredible shift that's happening right now, we're all, you know, with people and experiencing our own, you know, questions about the unknown. And I love the whole point about we really get into trouble when we're looking outside ourselves because, you know, the water element says go within, be still and know. And therein lies our own courage to be able to face the unknown courageously and with grace. So the other thing I want to add, we've talked about, you know, looking through the physical eyes as opposed to, you know, the spiritual perspective. And, you know, the Kabbalah says, well, you know what, the physical universe, that which you see with your physical eyes, it's only 1%. I know you think it's all that there is, but it's only 1%. So everything else, all the energy, the spirit world, 99% of reality. And so it's the conversations like this beautiful conversation that we're all having right now that just, you know, allow us to go back to that place of, okay, you know, all is well, because on the energy plane, it's just all perfect. So, lots of joy, intense gratitude from me. Thank you so much.
You know, when Ade at the beginning did that Jack and Jill poem, which I laughed out loud at, and there is that, you're right, man, that is interdictation that just came through you. But I didn't realize that you were that Jill. We've been communicating back and forth, but I had no clue who Jill was.
I'm that Jill, and Jack, you keep sending me messages or thinking you're sending me messages, and Betty has intercepted and saying, guess what? Jack thinks he's talking to you, but it's none of it's being received on your wall. And I'm going, I don't know. Can't he just, like, pick up the phone and call me? And I also have to say thank you for reminding me. I love men named Jack. I'm married to a Jack.
Well, that lends itself to all kind of Jack and Jill stuff, I'm sure. And I'm sorry for you about that.
Don't be. I'm as one of my favorite things when I was reading your blog was when I was reading a section where you were talking about trying to get the audio version out, and then you were talking about not being the most computer intuitive person, and I was like, oh my God, he's my kindred spirit. I love this man named Jack.
Mm-hmm. So, and earlier, Adi had said that you had a word to describe me, and I want to know what it was.
So do I. Okay. You know, here's the thing. I'm in the moment, and when Ade said that, I thought, well, that was last night. Do you have any recall of what it was?
I'm very happy to tell you what that word is. So anyway, oh, Jill, hold on one line while we continue this conversation. We're actually going to leave you live, Jill. So, Jack, I want to ask you this. Let me stop again. So, God, I want to ask you, on this past, we're talking about lessons from the source. God, what's the lesson from the source? You're God, Jack.
I can't go there, man. We all are, but I don't, you know, this stuff doesn't come through me verbally, and I can't go there.
Well, here's the thing. When Jill and I were talking yesterday, and we were talking about that, I said, you know, if I did that to Jack, just based on talking to him for not long, maybe 30 minutes the most, I said, if I keep saying God, I think Jack would get off the call saying, well, it was a good interview, but he would tell his friends, but I just could not stand and keep saying God. It was great, but he kept saying God. I did not like that. But no, I get it. I get all of it. I hear it. I understand because, you know, that's the whole thing. But you asked. Now you got it. So anyway, anything else you want to say, Jill or Jack, or Jack and Jill? I don't know. I'm all confused now. Jill, anything you want to say?
I just feel intensely grateful for this conversation, and I know what it's doing for me is it's just really reassuring me that all really is well. The only other thing I would add is you were asking Jack about, you know, practicing, you know, the principles, and yesterday was when I was doing my walk. I live in the San Francisco Bay Area, and when I was doing my walk, I was sort of, you know, just mentally saying, you know, I really just want to stay in total God consciousness all day long. And I had a beautiful, beautiful day, and then something happened towards the end of the day, triggered me. It kept me up in the middle of the night, and then I was talking to my husband Jack, and when I was talking with him, he was reminding me, oh, just a second.
So what just happened? Hello,
he's gone.
My phone almost died. And he was I was talking with him about it, and this is what he said to me. He said, I was disappointed about something, and he said, this is your opportunity to practice letting go and letting God. And it just hearing those words that I had been blogging about for the last couple of weeks and thinking about constantly, but when we're in the midst of being triggered, when that cluttered mind has us in its clutches and it just takes over, we all forget. It's like, what am I supposed to be remembering? And then just hearing those words just brought me back instantly. So that's why I love conversations like this. We all have to keep reminding each other all day long, as far as I'm concerned, of the spiritual perspective. If we don't remind each other of the spiritual perspective, we're just that much more vulnerable to having the cluttered mind take over. So thank you for letting me add that.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And guess what, Jill? We know you love Jack's book. You have the hard copy, and you're probably trying to read it. You have to go do something. You're in a move, and you keep thinking about it, and you want to pick it up, and the phone rings. You're going to receive an audiobook version so you can listen to it while you move.
Oh, my God. Thank you. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Wow. We'll get all of that to you today, sometime
so
today.
Jill,
just go ahead,
Jack. Send me your email address on Facebook in a non-public forum. And
no, don't do that. No, just tell her to send you. Don't have her go to Facebook. If you tell her to go on Facebook, she'll put a social security number on Facebook on the wall. Don't send it to Facebook. Please, don't do that. Just send him an email the way we used to do it before Facebook. Don't make it complicated, Jack. All right, Jill, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Jack, Jill brought up a lot of thoughts for me there. And the question I want to ask you this question because it's just been like lingering. You know, you've been receiving this inner dictation like in the 70s, so many years ago. Since you initially got the writings or the lessons from Source, and to now where you've actually put it out in the world, and you're now letting the world know that, yes, I am crazy, I'm the odd one. How has your life changed? What are the differences that you've seen in your life that you can now say, yes, it's because of this inner dictation that I've said yes to?
That's a good question, Adi. Coupled things that this isn't directly related to that, but like you said, it's been more than 30 years, and what's in the book came through during a 3-month period in 1995. So there's an incredible amount of other stuff that nobody's ever seen, and I hope that there will be a way to begin to share some of that as well. One of the major thing, and this happened after I made the decision to write the book, and I'd been, you know, my human mind had been fighting it for years, and I finally, and it was on November 15th, 2006, I said, okay, I'll do it. Just show me what to do. And interestingly, and that's a whole long story, but the whole thing kind of fell into place. But I found myself having let go of fear and worry and doubt, which had consumed me my whole life. I mean, I spent my lifetime worrying, oh, what's going to happen? How's this going to work out? And what if? And being afraid of, again, of what people might think, or that'll never happen, or whatever. And I've let go of that, and I have no fear of anything. And in the book, I talk about how I grew up being taught lack, and I've lived with, you know, financial lack in my in the physical plane for my whole life. And that's starting to change, but I have, and I used to just stress over money. What are we going to do? Where's it going to come from? What's going to happen? And I don't anymore. It's pretty amazing. And I think, I'm sure, it's because of, I'm finally taking these lessons that have been given to me seriously. I mean, I honestly, when I said before I'd read them and I'd put them in the nightstand, that was true, and I'd forget them. And when this stuff comes through, I forget it almost immediately. I couldn't tell you if an hour later, I couldn't tell you what had been written. And yet I have typed up everything that's come through over the years. And I'm still, you know, I still write stuff. It's not every day. Sometimes it's once a week. Sometimes it's a couple times a month. But, and I'll know when I'm supposed to do that, and I'll pick up my notebook and there it comes. But I've let go of all that fear and stress. And it's just so liberating that I can't even describe it to you, because I've lived with that stuff all my life.
I understand. When we step into the light that we are, the darkness disappears. You know, we show up fully. And in your book, I'm going to take a call in a minute, but in your book, there's a chapter, Magnetize Yourself. Magnetize yourself. Know with all of your heart that you are an irresistible magnet for all of the good that is yours. That is yours as an heir of the kingdom. Believe it. Accept it. Feel it. Rejoice in it. Ignore the appearances around you, for they have no power over you. Your power is within you. Use it to bring good to yourself and the world. Remember the affirmation, I am an irresistible magnet for all that is mine by divine right. As you keep yourself in the flow, you radiate those qualities, joy and love and hope and enthusiasm. And there's another part here that says, when you let your true being radiate from you and shine to the world, you are magnetizing yourself to help attract your good. This should be as constant and unconscious as possible. The more you can release your focus on concerns with the physical world, the more you will naturally exude your true reality. Just that simple. Just that simple. And that's the thing about what you have in the book. They're just so simple. They're like common sense, like, I mean, yes, be who you be. Be who you is. Be who you are. Just be that gift. Be the place where God gets to express itself, and that Godness becomes the attracting power, attracting force to draw to us, to draw to you that you say you want, desire, or need. It's that simple, but you got to keep practicing. You're going to take a call. Let's go to Mariana. How are you doing, my sister friend? Okay, well, let's try this computer. I got a computer that has an attitude, but I got something for you, computer. I'm in the flow of life. Mariana, how are you doing, my friend?
I'm good. How are you?
I am wonderful. What's your question for
Thank you. My question is, what if somehow we are blocking our own growth? How can we stop doing that?
Good question.
I think we all do that, Mariana, and you know, what the passage I just read, and he says, you know, it's all so simple. And one of the great things for me, the wonderful things about this book, is it's written in such clear language, and it's just logical. It's stuff we all know, but we do block our own growth, and there's a section in the book. I hope you'll get it and read it or listen to it, because it sort of progresses from basic understandings to stuff that's a little more complex that you need the foundation for. But there's a section on claiming and accepting your good, and that sentence I read a little while ago, how ironic it is that the acceptance of good is so difficult, especially when goodness is all there is. And right after that, and I think this is to your point, it is far easier to accept the negative condition or state of mind as just the way it is than it is to reject it and accept your good.
Yep.
When you've become... I'm sorry, what?
I agree with you.
It says, when you've become successful at doing so on a regular basis, it will strike you as one of the great ironies that you were more comfortable with negativity than with goodness. But you will see that it is because the acceptance of negativity is much easier and requires far less effort on the part of your conscious mind than does the conscious decision to accept only your good. And it's just a day-to-day, moment-to-moment effort to recognize what we're doing. And that's a tough one. You know, when there's a section earlier on that talks about, you know, your good is always there, and it sort of admits that, yeah, hey, when there are horrible situations happening in your life, it's really hard to remember that your good is always there. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's almost impossible. But there's a section that I think you find interesting on rejecting and releasing negativity. And we talked about that a little bit earlier. And it's the the key is just catching yourself and recognizing what is happening. And it even gives a number of techniques that might be helpful to different people. One of them that a number of people have responded positively to, and it's really brief, I'll just read it to you. It's called Use the Power Switch. And it says, arise from your despair, shake it off and let it go. Learn from the despair, but do not dwell on it or hold on to it. Let go of it, release it. Move on and find the joy all around you. Put yourself into the flow of blessings and release the negativity. The power it has over you is power you are giving it. Visualize an electrical switch turned to the on position, with power going from it to the situation to which you have given power. See it clearly, turn it off, and watch the situation die an instant death for lack of power. This is a visual reminder that you are in control of its impact on you. There's,
wow.
I wish there were an easy answer to your question, but it's the question we all deal with all during our lives. And, the book has been very helpful to me in that. And that, I don't know if I, Marianne, if I really answered your question or if that was helpful at all.
You did, but something just came to mind right now, and this is kind of embarrassing to share, but I will because I have to. It appears to me that the last month, the more I've been reading and the more I've been learning to change my situation and grow, the more physically ill I get. What's up with that?
I wish I had an answer for you.
Well, let me say this, just to the entire, but here are two things. One, let's go back to the initial question. It's like blocking your good.
Right.
Now, there was a time you wouldn't even have said that. There was a time when you wouldn't say, I'm blocking my good, right?
Right.
And
there was a
maybe
time, yeah.
Where you were just doing what you were doing. Now, you've started to educate yourself, rethink, relearn. You're investing time into understanding who you are, and you're learning that you're so much more. Now, with this new information, you may be looking at where you are now compared to where you used to be and saying, oh, my God, I've been blocking my good. Now, that's just a belief. That's just a thought. You can just as much change that thought, belief, and say, okay, back then, I did what I know to do. Now I'm learning a new way. So rather than say, I've been blocking my good, you didn't know you were doing it. Or as a matter of fact, you were doing just what you needed to do. Now you're not doing that anymore. As you said, you've been learning more about yourself, and now your body, you're feeling ill. Now, I'm not a medical doctor, but what I do know is life, everything is energy. Now, it's like anything else. You're cleaning out a house. Sometimes you're going to come across dirty clothes that's under the bed. Things maybe plates with hot food in there that's rotten because you haven't cleaned it out. To me, what I sense is there's been a cleaning out of your mind, of your body, and your body is adjusting to the shift. Now, if you feel led to go see a doctor, do that. But don't look at what's going on in your body as something wrong or something bad. It's your I really do feel it's the shift. You're going through a shift and there's a cleansing going on. But you have to do whatever you need to do to bring you peace and not judge what your body is going through.
And I'm obviously not a medical professional either, but I do know from personal experience that stress can manifest itself in the physical body, and it's happened to me in some fairly dramatic ways over the years. And I think that from my having let go of stress. I think that when we keep focusing on, when our human minds keep focusing on whatever that problem is or that negative situation, the harder it is to let go of it, and then stress begins to build up in our conscious minds. Mm-hmm. And I believe that, you know, our subconscious minds send messages through our body. And that has happened to me, where something dramatic happens and it's like, oh, okay, well, what's the message in this? And when I had in those various cases just recognized what was causing it and let go of it, the physical issue went away. I'm not saying that's going to happen to you, but I'm keenly aware of the impact of stress on our physical bodies, and I know that when we focus on problems, that we can allow ourselves to have stress build up.
So
right.
True. So true.
Right.
So,
very true.
Mariana, we got something for you. You get
you
to
do?
Receive an audio.
thank you.
She's, I don't care what it is. You got something for me. That's what I'm talking about. Gratitude. It's like, thank you. I don't care what it is. Well, it's an audio book of Lessons from the Source by Jack Armstrong. And we'll definitely,
wow.
Betty will contact you and get your email and forward that to Jack. Okay?
This is a
downloadable version that you'll get, and we email you the link to download it.
Wonderful. Thank you for being on the show. I love you guys.
Yes,
thank
yes,
you, Mariana.
You see how you open yourself up now to receive your good just by making a call? So you're
I'm
no
trying.
More blocking your good. You're opening up to your good. That's the new
for
affirmation.
For you, because you're helping me. You know how much you're helping me? I've told everyone about you. I'm telling you. I love you,
yes,
Betty, and your
I
guests.
I love you too, darling. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's take another call real quick. Let's go to Celeste. Whoopsie, let's try this again. Blah, 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 blah. Let's do this. Celeste Morgan, how are you doing, my friend?
I am great. I love the show. I'm going to do this quick. I see your time. Hi, Jack Armstrong.
Okay.
Oh, my God. I can't be there on Jill on Thursday, but hello, family. Okay, so, Jack, I have two gifts for you real quick. The energy running today is 13. It's death. It's about releasing and letting go. That's confirmation for you and Ade, who I didn't say hi to. Hi, Ade. And I wanted to let you go know that you guys are full on in alignment. But, Jack, when you dropped that date of 11/15/2006, I saw fireworks. Do I have that date right, Jack? When
yep.
you said yes to yourself?
Uh-huh.
Okay. That number that's running is water. It is number 7. 7 is the Cancer chariot. It is the breathe. It's a powerful number. It's my mama's number. So that's a lot of water coming through. And when I heard Jill talk about what she was going to talk about, and I've already sent texts with water in it and other things, so I can't share at this moment. But I wanted to tell you that that is a very sacred number. It's connected to the sacral chakra, and that is the element running through the second chakra. It's water. So I'm feeling a really strong mother nurturing vibe from Lessons from the Source. And it has
wow.
such beautiful, balanced, feminine energy. And I want to thank you for it, because you are truly
you.
In the flow. Thank you.
Oh, bless you, Celeste. I've got chills all over me. Thank you for that.
Mm-hmm. My
yes,
pleasure.
Indeed. Yes, indeed.
Well, I have a lot more for you that I didn't say.
But she's going to find you on Facebook, and she's going to drop some more numbers.
Yeah, you can send me a note on lessonsfromthesource.com. There's a contact.
It'll be my pleasure.
There.
Okay. Thank you, Celeste. I appreciate you. We're getting close to releasing the show. Jack Armstrong is our guest. If you're just joining us, Awakening Heart, Compassionate Renegade. I was just thinking about you a few days ago, wondering where you were. Then we have Capice, I think that's how you pronounce that. Silent Listeners, Disguised as Guest. Kefra, Peaceful Lovely Lady, you too. I was wondering, I said, she must be really making it rain with her clients. We've got Marianne and the Harley, Shay, Namaskar, my sister. Joyful Tamara Joy is in the chat room, and she's on the phone line, and she's doing all the stuff that she does.
Jack's website is letters in the form of a lesson. Lessonsfromthesource.com. You can find out more about him there. Today is the release of the audio book, so if you can't wait to get the hard copy, you can download it, listen to it on your iPad, your iPhone, I am that I am, whatever you want to listen to it on, it is right there. And Jack, as we get ready to release this show, is there any, what would you like to share with listeners? Kind of just similar to what Mariana was saying. People were saying, well, I wish I'm there. I wish I know my gift. I wish I know why I'm here, because I know once I make connection with my gifts and talent, my life will be different. What would you say to them through your experience of this inner dictation?
Well, as I sort of alluded to earlier, I'm convinced that we all have access, unlimited access, really, if we allow it, to wisdom or creativity or whatever from source. And it's about accepting that we have that access and then allowing it to flow through us. I think a lot about creativity, and it seems to me that creativity is the process of some human being allowing the idea for something that never existed before in human form, whether it's a book or a painting or a birdhouse or a train engine or whatever, but allowing that idea to flow through him or her and become a physical reality, taking that something that never existed in physical form before and allowing it as creativity to come into the world, and that person helps make that idea or concept or thing a reality. And I think we're all there, but I think we all have different gifts that we come in with. And those gifts, and I'm just giving you my own personal thought about this now, theory, but those gifts that we have allow us to channel or receive or use that creative energy in different ways. And it comes to each of us in a way that will allow us to use our own individual gifts to help bring whatever that is into the world.
Mm-hmm. I so get it. I mean, and it's about having faith in something bigger, having a vision. I had a guest on yesterday, Jester, and he said something that I really loved. He said, the road to success is always under construction. I love that.
Beautiful.
Because sometimes we want the road to be paved already, but no, the road to your success is always under construction. And guess who's constructing it? You. You get to design it. You get to say what you want to happen, because we're one with God. We are connected. We have everything that we need to create, to construct this path that we so desire. Nobody knows that path better than you do, because you've been thinking it, living it. As a matter of fact, you came here to express that. And it's about changing our focus. Rethinking what success is, rethinking what God is, rethinking how we see ourselves. And I am grateful for you, Jack, that you did finally say, yes, I don't care what the world says about me, I'm putting this out. As a matter of fact, I'm going to have it out as a book. I'm going to tell everybody about it. And guess what? Now, I'm going to actually put it in an audio form. And, this is what it's about, is the courage to reveal ourselves from the place of truth and authenticity. That is the answer to everything, every ill, every challenge that we see in the world. We must be willing to reveal ourselves completely, to say yes to our gift. And Jack, thank you for trusting in a power that is bigger than you, deeper than you, wider than you, and being willing to be transparent and share your story.
Well, thank you for the incredible work you are doing in the world, because you are using your gifts, and the wisdom that you allow comes through you spontaneously and verbally and in ways, you know, probably neither of us can even fully comprehend, but but I am blessed and honored to have had this chance to visit with you. I admire what you're doing too, Adi.
Yeah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Ah, Jack Armstrong, his website address is Lessons from the Source. Pick up a copy, and it's so simply written. It goes straight to the heart. It's not complicated. That's because life is simple. Life is simple. If you're struggling, you're doing it too hard. You're not doing it right. Let me just say it that way. You're not doing it right. If you're struggling, you're not doing it right. if you're in that ease and grace, yes, you're going with the flow. Now, what I'm saying is there are going to be some times where you experience struggle. But if you remember that good is all there is, then you can gently bring yourself back into alignment. There's going to be some times when you worry about money or worried about how you're going to get a job or whatever. But if you remember good is all there is, you'll bring yourself back into alignment. It is the dance between the spiritual realm and the physical realm. Being a spiritual being on this physical plane ain't easy. It's not for wimps. You know, if you're like Abraham, any of you that know Abraham Hicks or the non-physical beings anyway, or any non-physical beings, they talk about life and if we're in your physical shoes. And they also share people who channel other angels who tell you, you know, we can think a thought and we're there. In the physical body, we experience time and space. But the essence of who we are is spirit and is not bound by time and space. So the journey, the dance, is learning to navigate this slow vibration called Earth. And the spiritual side that just wants to love and express and be authentic. How do you make that happen? That's your work. That's your work. And then you get to be the deliverer of the lesson from Source. You get to be the deliverer of peace, of joy, of harmony. You get to be the place and the face of God where somebody says to you, thank you, because of you. Because of you, I now know why I'm here. We all have a gift. Do not underestimate your existence. Please, whatever you do, do not underestimate the fact that you're on this planet. You are here to deliver your gift. And keep working at it, keep working at it, keep going at it. You know, after a while, one day, that gift start carrying you. I'm reminded of the statement, pain pushes until vision pulls. Pain pushes until vision pulls. And if you're committed enough to the vision for your life, if you're committed enough, you can say, you know what, there's a big vision for my life, and I'm committed to it, and keep working it. And you say, no matter what, I'm going to live out this vision. You will get to a point where you can be the answer to other people's prayer. We need each other. I need you to be who you are completely. And I'm so grateful for all of you to show up every day, to listen to the show, archive, the guests that we get. I'm grateful for Betty. There's so much going on in the world today. And we're simply reminded to be our authentic self, to be true to ourselves. When you're being authentic, that means sometimes all your ish will be out. People will see it, you know. Then when you're not afraid to show your mess, you could create a space for a shift. So if you're not afraid to show your explicit, you know, then you can step into the shift. That's what it's about. Are you willing to show up completely? Are you willing to be whole? Are you willing to be loved? Are you willing to be joy? The time is now. This is the perfect time to do it. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. Whew, I'm getting chills. Whew, I am so grateful. I am so grateful for this moment called now. Here's a song for you. Just what we all need to be the light, to be the way,
to let faith be our sight. I want to go back to Agape because they just have a way of downloading the perfect songs and music and words that speaks to the soul. Well, it's time to release the show. We'll be back tomorrow with Deborah Herman. And if you want to communicate with your pets, the ones that are on this side of the veil and those who are on the other side of the veil. We're also going to talk about soul odyssey and mysticism. So we're just going to go, out into the universe, and we're just going to travel. We're going to do some soul traveling, and then when we come back, our family members, our loved ones say, what happened to you? You look different. You're like, I've been hanging out with God. It's like, I want to go. It's like, you got to take your own ride by yourself. Oh, life is good. I love my life. I am so grateful for all of you. And make sure you listen to Life Conversations Radio. Download it. It's on the archive. And guess what? When you listen to this show, 5 minutes, 5 seconds, 5 nanoseconds, your life will change. Isn't that right, Les Brown?
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
And you could just stop listening to all the radio stations right now. Just take them. Don't bookmark them. Don't just break your radio. Okay, you get carried away nowadays. But I just want to tell you, just in case you want to know, this is what happens over here, Life Conversations.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen.
What's up, Mark? What are you afraid of? Okay, I'll calm down. Mark Victor Hansen is a bit afraid. He doesn't like people getting excited. Okay, here we go.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Well, he said it. We do the best hosting in the planet. I love you all. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Life is good. It's getting better. Thanks to all the people who called in, those of you listening on the phone line. This is Agape Choir, the light chant. Be in the light. Be the light. To find out more about Agape, you can go to their website, Agape Live. Agape, L-I-V-E. Unconditional love. Love without condition. Can you love yourself without condition? No matter what you do, you just love yourself. If you mess up, you love yourself. If you're feeling joyful, you love yourself. That's what it's about. Then you get to see the face of God. And when you love unconditionally, you can look at the devil and you can see God. I'm out of here. Peace and blessings. See you tomorrow.
mama came. Thank you. Good morning. We are extremely pleased that you are here. It is good to come together for the purpose of co-creating. Do you agree? It is co-creating at its best, really. We see you have dragged your physical bodies here. Well, we like to distinguish that because you are so much more than these bodies. Do you know that? You know, you are source energy extended into this physical form. Do you know that you are a vibrational being, mostly? Do you know that you are vibration completely? And that everything that you see around you is but a vibrational interpretation? What you see with your eyes is vibrational interpretation. What you hear and smell and taste and touch. You are really, really good, leading edge genius creators that you are, at interpreting your time space reality just like you knew you would. You are source energy, eternal beings. And you made a decision to project a part of that consciousness here into this physical body. Because you knew that in this environment, the variety and contrast of the platform into which you were being born would inspire you to personal expansion. You knew that you would see some of what you didn't want, and it would help you to hone your idea of what you do want. And you knew then that you are a creator, which means you get to choose by virtue of what you give your attention to, that which you expand toward. You understood prior to your birth into this physical body the creative nature of vibration. And you knew above all other things the importance and the power of focus. And while you were still non-physically focused, you offered one powerful stream of attention. The attention that you give as non-physical energy is toward all things wanted and only things wanted. You are pure love. You are pure energy. You are worthy beyond verbal description. You have knowledge of all things. You have access and, in fact, are infinite intelligence. In other words, that source energy part of you is pure positive energy. But then you said, I will project a part of that into a leading edge environment where the variety will cause an expansion. So here's how it works. You came forth, you explore contrast, you give birth to new desires constantly. Because every time you know what you don't want, you know what you do want. Someone's rude to you, you want them to be nicer, you see the world not working out in some way, you want it to be better. You don't have enough of something you want more of it, you're sick, you want to be well, on and on and on it goes. The contrast helps you at all levels of your being to constantly hone out new intentions. All species, all consciousness, even one-celled organisms are doing this. The expansion, the evolution of all things is about that. So you give birth to these rockets of desire, so to speak. Rockets of desires are emanating from you all day, every day. And here's the part we really want you to hear, because it's the part most of you have temporarily forgotten. When you, in your physical form, come to a conclusion of something that would be better, the source energy part of you follows that rocket of desire and gives its undivided attention to that expanded idea. Now, what that means to you is there is, in that moment, a potential of you being completely aligned with the expanded version of you or not. And when you ride the rocket of desire, in other words, when you know you don't have enough money and you want more money, and you turn your undivided attention toward the idea of the money that is coming, there is no split in your energy because you are a vibrational match to the way the source within you sees this. But if you give birth to rockets of desires, I'd like more money, I would like to be more prosperous, I would like to have more expansive experience in that area or any area, and the source within you comes to that same conclusion and holds that vision unerringly, unendingly for you. But you continue to beat the drum of, I don't have enough money, 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 I don't have enough money. I don't know anybody who has enough money. I don't know anybody who has enough money. I don't know anybody who has enough money. I've never had 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 enough money. I hate not having enough money. I hate not having enough money. I hate not having enough money. That rich bricker over there's got enough money. He's got enough money. Not fair, not fair, not fair, not fair, not fair, not fair. I'll never inherit. I'll never inherit. I'll never inherit. I'll never inherit. Then what happens is, without meaning to, and mostly because you're observing what is, you hold yourself in vibrational resistance to where the larger part of you is gone. And when you hold yourself in vibrational resistance to the where the larger part of you is gone, you set up a sort of vibrational separation. That's too strong a word. But you, in simple terms, just aren't letting yourself be who you really are. And we want you to know that every negative emotion that you feel, every feeling of disappointment or resentment or embarrassment, every feeling of depression, every feeling of anger, every feeling of frustration or overwhelmment is because you're looking at something in a way that the larger part of you is not looking. Jesus said, turn the other cheek, and that's what he was talking about. Give your undivided attention to the expanded version of you. And you know, we want to let you know that you must keep up with you if you are to be the joyful being that you were born to be. You just can't be source energy and come into a physical body and have the life-giving experience that you knew you would have and expand into these wonderful new awarenesses and not go with the expansion. And when you don't feel good. And when you do, you feel passion and eagerness and joy. When you let yourself be, when you resonate with the true nature of who you are, you feel glorious, you feel enlivened, you feel vital and alive, you feel love, you feel joy, you feel appreciation. You love your life, you love those that you are looking at. You feel like Source feels. You see your world through the eyes of Source. But when you feel negative emotion, whether you call it frustration or whether you call it overwhelmment or whether you call it disappointment or whether you call it fear or whether you call it disempowerment, every emotion that you feel is about your alignment or your not alignment, your allowing or your resistance to who you have become. Now, we want you to know you can't keep this resistance up long, because when you croak, we love that disrespectful word because there is no death. But when you withdraw your attention from this physical experience and you croak, you're going to reemerge back into pure positive energy. You will then, in that moment, become all that life has caused you to be, all that you were before that has come into this physical experience and all that this life experience has caused you to evolve to. When you have what you call your death experience, and we lovingly and disrespectfully call your croaking experience, you will come into vibrational alignment immediately with the fullness of who you are. We just want you to know you don't have to croak to get there. You can tune yourself to the vibration of who you are if you'll pay attention to the guidance that you were born with. And that's what those emotions are letting you know. Every time you feel negative emotion, no matter what label you give it, you are in that moment thinking about something in a way that the broader you is not thinking. For example, who you really are adores you. And when you are beating up on yourself, you're causing a separation. Who you really are loves others. And when you find some nitpicking reason to poke and prod at them, to find fault with them, to disrespect them, to not like them, to not love them, to hate them, when you find something within them that you do not love and you fixate upon it until you have a chronic vibration about it, you separate yourself from who you are. And then, almost without exception, you blame them. If they would be different, then I would feel better. If you would be more like this person I love, you not so much. If you would behave like that, then I would feel that way about you. And we say, oh, what conditional love that is. And what an impossible thing you're asking. You're saying, you hold the power to how I feel because I don't have any ability to choose what I look at. I can't turn the other cheek. I can't tune myself to who I am. I just have to look around at what is. And so I sloppily look around and I see that and I feel good and I see that and I feel bad 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 and I don't want to feel bad. So all of you need to change. You need to clean up your act, child of mind, mother of mine, husband of mine, wife of mine, friend of mine, government of mine, you need to clean up your act so that I can feel better, because at every level of my being, I know I'm supposed to feel good. And when I don't, something's gone terribly wrong. And we want you to understand, something is wrong temporarily, but it's not something to ask someone else to tend to. And when you try to get them to do it, you are powerless. That's why it feels the way it does. But when you catch on to the knowledge that you are source energy in a physical body, and that this life has caused you to expand, and that the larger part of you took the expansion just like you knew it would, and if you're not going, you're not up to speed with who you are, now you understand how it all works, and now you can utilize your guidance.
You can utilize your guidance. For more information about Abraham's teaching, you can go to their website, Abraham-Hicks.com. Abraham-Hicks.com. That's Abraham-Hicks.com. We're out of here. We'll see you tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Be well, be still, and be loved.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.